Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
It's Carlos Santana bringing this back. Who you come over? Or is that Black Magic Woman? Welcome back. They all sound the same in the beginning, don't they? I'm glad you're here. I'm Jim Blasingame. Happy Thanksgiving Day, ladies and gentlemen. It's Thanksgiving Day in America, and this is my 22nd live, consecutive, haven't missed a one, Thanksgiving Day show. When I talk about showing up, when I talk about the importance, if you're going to be a small business owner, you got to show up every day. This is what I'm talking about. You have to be committed. You have to be devoted to whatever you're doing. And I think I've missed, if you take all the national holidays, I have missed one, maybe two Labor Days. I can't think, because I was out of the country. And all the others, Christmas, Thanksgiving, Memorial Day, Labor Day, all those. I've done all of them. New Year's Day, I think I've done all of them. Maybe one. You can count on three fingers how many, if I've missed any in 22 years. Multiply all that, and I went many years, like 18 years, without missing any of them. So that's what I'm talking about when I talk about showing up. My 19-year newsletter, we're also celebrating that this year. 19 years, 22 years of the radio show on the radio, and 19 years of my e-zine, newsletter that I send out every Sunday afternoon. I haven't missed an edition in 19 years. Multiply 19 times 52. The 20th issue is starting this next week. First edition of the 20th issue. So haven't missed one. That's what I'm talking about, folks. That's when I talk to you startups, folks who are startups, when I talk to you about stick-to-itiveness, you know, I walk the talk. But your peers are doing that. What I'm doing, what I just said I did, that's nothing. I know people have been doing it for 50 years, showing up every day for 50 years or more. That's what small business owners do. We show up. Don't you? You know what I'm talking about, small business owners. We show up out here on Main Street, good, bad, or ugly, hell or high water, we show up. And you know what? That's the reason why America is America today. There's no question in my mind that the strength, that a huge underpinning foundation of the strength of America are the 28 million small businesses that are out here on Main Street, that they don't get any kind of very little dispensation from the government. Compared to Wall Street, compared to corporate America, we get what falls off the table a lot of times. Or the back of the hand. Sometimes we get the back of the hand. So in spite of all that, against all odds, small business owners, you show up and you do your job and you do it well and you make it look good. And you are, you know, that have you seen the polls? You're on top of the list. Maybe just under our men and women in military uniform and our emergency people. And you know what? I'm okay with that. I know you are too. But we are in the top 2-3, just under those people, in terms of being admired by people around the country. If you didn't know that, you should know that now. You are admired for what you do. And you ought to take some heart in that. You ought to be proud of that. Because I'm proud of you for that. And I want you to know that every one of you, all of you folks out there running a small retail shop on Main Street, running a tire store, running a car lot, a contracting company, a digital startup company, a restaurant. God bless you, restaurant owners. Well, every one of you. And wholesalers, we got a lot of wholesalers out there. Manufacturers, small manufacturers, all of you. I'm so proud of you because I know what you're doing against all odds. And today on this Thanksgiving Day, as I wrap up my 22nd anniversary week, my where I'm just a little extra obnoxious during my anniversary week, where we're marking these milestones. The website's 22 years old. The show's 22 years old. The newsletter's 19 years old. In 2 months, I'll celebrate the 22nd anniversary of our global simulcast of the show. We're marking these milestones, and as I do, as we do all this on Thanksgiving week, here on Thanksgiving Day, it's appropriate that I thank you, small business owners, that I let you know how thankful I am for you. And if you've been hearing me for very long, you know that I mean it. And when you hear me introducing you and reintroducing you to our great Brain Trust members, like Emilio Iadis, who's going to be with us in just a few minutes, joining us from Rome, for goodness sakes. How about that? How about that kind of commitment? It's in the middle of the day over there. And so you know that I'm thankful for you. I'm so grateful for you. And I will tell you this. I've said it before, and I'll say it again. Whatever is good for small business is good for the world. And if small businesses could get organized, if you and I could get organized, my friends, we could rule the world. And that might sound ominous, right? But I'm convinced that if small businesses rule the world would be a better place. Because I know your heart. I know your values. I know your ethics. And that's why I'm so proud of you. And it's why I keep doing what I'm doing. And let's keep doing it. What do you think, folks? I'm showing up. You're going to show up? I will, too. I'll continue to do this. I'm Jim Blassie. I'll be here. Happy Thanksgiving.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.